episode of the Neighborhood of Holy podcast. My name is Matt Lipan. Today is May 4th. It is the National Day of Prayer, and so it makes sense to me that we might open with a word of prayer. Lord, we give you thanks for the chance to be together and spend some time in conversation. Pray that you would bless just the conversation, and we're thankful that you hear us when we pray. That's a pretty cool thing. So thanks for being willing to be in conversation with us. Amen. Well, so on this National Day of Prayer, it also happens to be this morning, President Trump signed an executive order which aims to relax the restrictions on political activity by religious groups without threatening their tax-exempt status. And so basically what that would do, now I'm a pastor of a church, and that means that as a church, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And so what that means is that up to this point, there's the Johnson Amendment. You've maybe heard about this or read about this in the news. It's sort of the provision within the tax code that prohibits these nonprofit organizations from endorsing or opposing political candidates, and in particular, religious organizations. And so as the pastor of a church, our church, Gateway Community Church, happens to be a 501c3 nonprofit. Now, this executive order that President Trump signed this morning would in fact allow me to speak more openly, or even some would suggest even politic, for a particular or against a particular candidate. Now, what is interesting about this is this executive order, I think some of the idea has been that there's an element of religious freedom that is being held back. And so now this, through the Johnson Amendment, and so now this executive order sort of gives churches in particular, religious groups, or churches in particular, the opportunity to kind of really, I guess, kind of jump into the political mix and campaign even potentially without having the fear of the IRS revoking their tax-exempt status. Now, it seems to me, this is all kind of interesting, mostly because as a pastor, I'm interested in politics, absolutely. I think that choosing to follow Christ as a Christian or whatever faith perhaps that you might choose to practice or follow, I believe that that practice of a particular faith has implications on your politics or your political views or the way in which you engage kind of our political system here in the United States of America. Now, the First Amendment of our Constitution says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so to me, I kind of feel like religious freedom is sort of already in the mix, even in the First Amendment. And so I'm not sure how much the Johnson Amendment really prohibits, you know, churches or pastors from doing certain things, even though it is a restriction, right? I think I found one statistic that said since 1954, there has only been one church that has lost its tax-exempt status for blatant electioneering, politicking, campaigning, or whatever. It seems as though that the censorship of my messages on Sunday mornings is slim to none from the IRS. And so I'm not sure that an executive order was perhaps necessary in order for churches to, you know, jump into the political system or scene, campaigning even, if you will. But on that note, I don't know that it's really helpful for a church on Sunday morning to spend time campaigning for or against a particular political view, perspective, or politician. What I think is helpful from a church perspective, and at least from this pastor's perspective, is to talk about the ways in which our relationship with Christ as a Christian, how that impacts or how it might impact the way I engage politics, without perhaps saying that one particular political persuasion, perspective, approach is right or wrong. Because I don't think, as I read scripture, I don't think that scripture is going to say necessarily one way is right or wrong, right? But rather, the way in which I am trying to walk with Jesus, how that impacts my political persuasion or my political involvement. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on what you think about this. So why I'm not sure that this is actually maybe not helpful. I'm not sure that the executive order is perhaps necessary, but where I'm not sure that it's actually helpful is that I don't know that it's the church's place on Sunday morning to be speaking for or against a particular political thing. And here's why. Because I think that the church, now, church capital C, church universal, it should be a diverse group of people with differing opinions and perspectives and viewpoints on things. I'm blessed, fortunate enough to be the pastor of a church and be in ministry with people who have very different opinions than I do about everything, right? That we have people in our congregation who are consistent, committed people within the life of our church who just have different opinions on the whole gamut of everything. Every social issue, every political issue, yet at the same time, we can come down and share a common goal of wanting to be like Jesus and trying to figure out how to do that. And coming from different perspectives, but trying to figure out ultimately what does it look like for us to live life together, to learn to be like Jesus so that we can love like Jesus. And how do we do that? What does that look like? And then how does that impact how we engage with the political system or all the things that we do in our community or how we engage with each other in conversation respectfully, lovingly, graciously engage in conversation with each other as we share very different opinions and perspectives. To me, that's a really beautiful thing, I think. And it makes, I think, me a better person as I spend time hearing different opinions and perspectives and a way in which we can be in conversation with each other respectfully and lovingly and encourage and challenge each other in that. Now, where I think the executive order could maybe not be super helpful would be if there are pastors and or churches who feel that then they now want to really be passionate about from speaking specifically from the pulpit or the organization's voice, the church's voice, to be in one political camp or the other. That's where I'm not sure that that's an entirely helpful thing as we think about what it looks like to be the church, right? If the church, the body of Christ, is something that is made up by and through diversity, then the way in which we talk about political views or perspectives or opinions can either add to that diversity, or it creates a group of us who are sort of groupthink, sort of the same thing. And I don't know, we lose something there in that. So on this National Day of Prayer, of course, it probably seemed very appropriate to President Trump to sign this executive order and to kind of talk about that. I don't know, that's kind of my thoughts as a pastor. I feel like it has direct implications on what I do. Now, do I think it's going to impact what I do every Sunday morning or Sunday evening at one of our two campuses? No, I don't, frankly. But at the same time, I this is very much directed at churches, I would say in particular, and then pastors of churches. What do we do with this? How does it change the way we engage, whether we engage politics at all, or do we now more specifically? I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. So please feel free to comment here on the website, neighborhoodofholy.com. You can find our Facebook page, Neighborhood of Holy. You can hit me up on Twitter at Matt Lipan. Lots of different ways to share your thoughts. I'd be curious to hear what you think about all of this in light of National Day of Prayer and the way in which maybe religion and politics, what's the relationship and how do they interact? Because I do believe they interact. I do believe there's a relationship. But what does that look like now in light of, an executive order saying that maybe the IRS isn't going to really you know, come after a religious group, a religious 501c3, and then what happens if or when we see more churches who are more overtly speaking for and support of or against a particular political party or position or candidate even. So be great to hear your thoughts, have some great conversation. You can find ways to connect with me in all those different ways. And thanks for walking around the neighborhood with me.